Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Lots of moves going on around in baseball right now. Joining us, ESPN.com senior writer Jerry Krasnick. What's going on, Jerry?
Hey, Rob. How are you?
Doing well. More moves, more rumors around baseball. We'll get to the real moves, but first, the one that's hot and heavy right now. Will Sonny Gray be in pinstripes, as in Yankee pinstripes, by the 31st of this month?
Well, it looks like they're being aggressive with him. And, you know, it's an interesting dynamic because obviously he's been sort of the number one guy out there, and now Yu Darvish's name is out there. So I think it's diverted attention from some people. But it looks like they and the Yankees could have a potential fit. You know, he's a guy who does have some injury issues, obviously, but he's a really good pitcher when he's healthy, and he's got a couple of years left on his contract. And they're also trying to get rid of Yonder Alonso, the first baseman. So that would make a convenient package with the Yankees. You know, I think the question is, what are the Yankees going to have to give up? And they have developed a really strong farm system. I'm sure there's some guys they don't want to part with, but they probably have enough pieces to make it happen.
Hey, Jerry, what about the you mentioned Yu Darvish, and you wrote about not possibly him to go to Houston. It seems like a good fit to go there, but would they not be your trade partners?
Well, I think they would. I think it's just pretty interesting to when you have these teams like Texas and Houston, you know, they're in the same state, they're in the same division, and I think there are some obstacles. You know, it's not necessarily the baseball people. Sometimes it's the ownership that won't sign off on it. I do think the Astros could get him. They certainly have the pieces, and they have the incentive, but you know, anybody who gets Yu Darvish is going to have to give up a pretty strong package for 2 months of the guy plus the postseason. And, you know, to me, that's why he probably fits with teams like the Dodgers or the Astros, who are good enough to win the World Series. But if you're in any other position, I'm not sure you want to, you know, take the plunge on that.
Here with Jerry Krasnick from ESPN.com. Jerry, what trades that occurred so far do you like, or I should ask, helps the team more than any others?
Well, I think Washington was in a position, obviously, where they really needed to stabilize that bullpen. So to get Madsen and Doolittle, you know, two guys in one deal, I think was a good move by Mike Rizzo. Jose Quintana, you know, to me, going to the Cubs, a controllable pitcher who stabilizes that rotation. I think those were a couple of good moves. You know, we haven't seen a ton of activity for all the speculation, and I think we're going to see an awful lot of relief pitchers go here in the next few days. I mean, there's got to be at least 10 or 12 out there that you're pretty sure are going to get traded who haven't moved yet. It's just a matter of musical chairs.
Jerry, you talked about relief pitchers, and two are rumored to be moved here in Baltimore, and that's Zach Britton and Brad Brock. What are you hearing about those two?
Well, I don't know. It seemed to die down a little bit after Dan Duquette said that we're looking to buy. I'm not really sure that they should be in a position where they're looking to buy, but people say, you know, the Orioles are always pretty hesitant sellers, and with Peter Angelos being 87 years old and probably not having the mindset for a big rebuild, you know, if they're looking to add, that's probably, to me, not the best strategy, because I think they do have some pieces they would look to move. But if you're going to dawdle a little bit, you're not sure. There's a lot of teams aggressively shopping relief pitchers who are probably going to beat you to the punch.
Hey, Jerry, what about the Red Sox? Did they solve the third base problem now by picking up Nunez?
Well, I think they feel like they have. You know, I don't know that they had a huge problem there. You know, Brock Holt actually isn't a bad player. I guess he's probably better used as a utility guy. So, you know, we've seen a lot of some of the third basemen go off the board, like Todd Frazier, and, you know, moves have been made where guys are no longer available. So he's a pretty solid player. You know, it's funny, the last guy they got from San Francisco to play third base didn't work out so well, but they signed him for $90 million, and this guy's only there for a couple months. So I think he'll do fine there. He's a pretty solid player, and, you know, they probably don't need him to be a superstar, but they could use another bat in that lineup. You know, as people have said, what they need is bats and Benintendi and Bogarts and Jackie Bradley and, you know, the guys they have there to produce. You know, if you're counting on Eduardo Nunez to lead you to the World Series, that's probably asking too much, but he should fill a need for that team.
Here with Jerry Krasnick, senior writer, ESPN.com. Jerry, the Kansas City Royals find themselves a game and a half back of the AL Central. Many people thought they would be sellers this year. They started off bad. They've been had one of the best records in the game since mid-May, and they are unbelievable right now. Do you think it's time to start considering Ned Yost to be one of the better managers in the game, or are they winning in spite of him?
No, I wouldn't say they're winning in spite of him. You know, he gets a lot of grief on Twitter and some of these places. He's more of an old school guy than people are used to, and he'll talk about the sacrifice bunt or guys playing with grit and heart, and, you know, people, he tends to be a target for the for some of the new wave, but he does have a good relationship. His message resonates with his players, and, you know, you talk to the guys on that team, obviously, and they like him, and they did win a World Series. So, you know, I think any questions about him certainly have been resolved. You know, on any list, typically his name might not appear, but I think he's underrated, and he's a guy who probably deserves more attention than he gets.
Hey, Jay, we're talking about the Los Angeles Dodgers for a second. Yeah, we don't pay a whole lot of attention because it's an American League town, but they've won something like, I mean, they've had a slow start, and like, I don't know, off the top of my head, like 60-12 or something, 60-19, I think, in the last so many games. Is anybody going to stop this team?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're 35 of their last 41. Nobody's going to stop them in the division. You know, they're going to get to the postseason. You know, I think the question is going to be, how built is this team for October? And obviously, you know, they need to get Clayton Kershaw healthy is the first thing. And then I think the next question is, do you go out and make a move? Do you go try to get a Yu Darvish or somebody like that? Well, he's the only one like that. Or do you try to bolster the bullpen? You know, what do they need? And right now, Houston and the Dodgers are clearly the two best teams in baseball. You know, it looks like a collision course for the World Series, but as we've seen, sometimes, you know, regular season success doesn't carry over to the postseason, but those two teams are just juggernauts. I mean, they're really hard to stop.
Jerry Krasnick, senior writer, ESPN.com. Before we let you go, you cover baseball. You have your finger on the pulse of it. Has there been anything right now that's jumped out for 2017 season that has completely surprised you?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at the guys like Cody Bellinger and Aaron Judge, you know, the kids who come up and have such an impact, I think that always kind of surprises me. You never know how kids are going to come up and fare, you know, on the big stage. And certainly some of the teams that have done well this year, you know, I think namely you look at Arizona and Colorado, you know, in the National League. Some of these other teams like Milwaukee and Minnesota have been better than people expected. And then conversely, you look at a team like the Giants or the Mets. So, you know, the one thing I like about baseball is people talk about, oh, they need a salary cap and big markets dominate, but it's a lot less predictable than basketball. I mean, you know who's going to be in the NBA Finals pretty much today. You know, the NFL, you probably know the Patriots are going to be in the Super Bowl. And I think baseball is pretty cool that way. It's a lot more unpredictable. And, you know, teams that you would think you know, wouldn't be at the top of the divisions or in the hunt, or in the hunt, and there are other teams that have been disappointing. So, you know, there's always more surprises in baseball, I think, than in any of the other major sports.
Jerry Krasnick, thanks a lot, my friend, and enjoy the trade rumors as they continue.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.